Acts chapter 43. Please, I will ask you to do something. I want all of us to stand up as we read the Word of God. Please. Good. Just hold your Bibles. We are going to read Isaiah chapter 43. We'll read just a few verses. That is from verse 1 right to 7. Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you, and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Can we pray? Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for this moment. Lord, it is you who have made it to be possible. Therefore, we pray. May you arise and let your enemies be scattered. I pray, O God, may you speak and let us understand. Speak to each one of us. And I pray that your name will be glorified as we share your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please, may you sit down. The title of our message tonight is Words of Encouragement. Words of Encouragement. Our passage started by saying, but now, thus says the Lord. It means something has been said before. And now, this is what the Lord is saying. I know many of you here, and many of us back in Africa, we have heard things. People have spoken to us. The doctors must have spoken to you. The doctor might have said, that sickness will take you right to the grave. And the sickness must have reminded you from time to time that what the doctor said is true. But this is what the Lord is saying. Amen. That is it. People must have spoken. Sicknesses must have spoken. Problems in life must have spoken to you. But this is what the Lord is saying. And what is the Lord saying? He says, fear not. That is the word of the Lord. Because when those problems come our way, they come to make us fear. They come to make us tremble. They come to make us quit our protection. That is why the problems are there. And that is why the enemy, from time to time, he speaks, he reminds you of your problem, he reminds you of your difficulties, he brings many other problems, so that you will fear. And many people have given up because of fear. Many people have abandoned because of fear. You remember when the children of Israel left Egypt and were going, there came a moment when there was in front of them was the Red Sea. Behind them, the Egyptians were coming with weapons to kill them. And on the right, on the left, was the wilderness. And nobody can succeed going through the wilderness. And what did the people say? They started crying. They started blaming Moses. They started telling him that were there no graves in Egypt, that you should bring us here to die. You know, there are some people, whenever they see problems, they don't think that they can succeed. They don't think that God can bring them out of those problems. But they only see failure. They only see death at the end. But this word of encouragement, as it came to the children of Israel on that day, what did Moses say to them? He said, stand still, fear not, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is the word of encouragement to you and to me tonight, that don't fear, don't be afraid. What is the word of God saying tonight? He says, but now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob. You see, in my Bible, I have written my name in that place. Instead of O Jacob, it is written in that place, O Richard. Amen. You can do that in your own Bible. It's your own. The word of the Lord is no more talking to Jacob today, but he's talking to you. He's talking to me. And God is talking to you. So just write your name in that place. And what is the word of God saying? He says, fear not. The problem might appear to be so big. The word of God says, fear not. The sickness might be that one that doctors have said there will be no solution. The word of God says, fear not. Yes, the doctors have spoken. That is the past tense. But what is God saying? He says, fear not. And why is he saying, fear not? He says, fear not because you are mine. Oh, I like that place. God says, you are mine. You see, that is how I call my wife. I call my wife mine. Yeah. In Cameroon, when I just say mine, she will answer. She will come. She knows I'm calling her. And God is calling you and me tonight. He says, you are mine. Is that not wonderful? That we belong to God, the Almighty God. God calls you. He says, you are mine. Don't be afraid. There are many people who have been afraid because they have not seen what God can do to them. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, there was one prophet called Elisha. He had a servant who one morning went outside and saw the Syrian soldiers who had come to attack them. He came back to the house. I don't know why he went out. Maybe he went for the restrooms. You know, in Africa or in other places, the restroom is outside. So he came back running and he told his master that we are finished. We are dead. You know, some people, when they see problem, they see only death. He said, we are dead. And the master said, don't fear. He told his master, you don't know what I have seen outside. You were inside. You did not know what I saw outside. I saw soldiers. The master, Elisha, the prophet said to him, don't fear. You know, there are people, when you tell them, don't fear, they will tell you it is because you don't know the reality. And that is what he was telling the master. You don't know what I have seen outside. Then the master had to pray for him. You know why? What the prayer he made? He said, oh God, open his eyes so that he could see. Hallelujah. The boy was not blind. He was seeing like you and me. But there are things that our physical eyes cannot see. The type of protection that God gives you, that God gives me, our eyes cannot see. But if God opens your eyes, you will see what is happening. Amen. As our brother just said, I am an engineer in the railroad. One day I was walking and they had to compress a spring in order to put somewhere. So the spring was compressed. And then it jumped from that place and just passed near me. If that spring has touched me on that day, you wouldn't have seen me here today. But God did something on that day to me that I was not at that position. And that was not all. Another day we were working upon a diesel engine. For those who know diesel engine, there were some parts that we had to inspect to check upon the engine. And somebody, by mistake, put on the engine and the parts, they started going up like missile, poof, 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 poof. And on the place where I was working, I had already removed those parts and kept them aside. And I don't know why I had removed those parts. God sent me. God did it for me. Because if those parts were not removed, they would have pierced me I wouldn't have been here today. God has delivered us from many accidents, from terrible problems, and that is why we are alive today. If God will open your eyes, and on that day, he opened the eyes of that boy, of that servant, of the prophet, and what did he see? He saw the mountains were full with soldiers of fire, chariots and horses of fire. Praise the Lord. That was the protection that was around the prophet at that moment. And that is the protection that is around each one who is called by the name of the Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost moves along with you. Wherever you go, he goes with you. In problems, he delivers you. In difficulties, he sets you free. Praise the Lord. That is the encouragement that we have from the word of God to each one of us. He says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. You remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? These three boys who remained faithful unto the Lord. They did not want to bow down to the enemies. They did not want to bow down to idols. They remained. They said, we will serve God and God alone. And even when Nebuchadnezzar asked them, you don't want to worship my God? They said, we don't want to argue on this point. Even if you like, do whatever you want. But our God that we serve is able. I like those words. The God that we are serving is able. Able to deliver us from that fire. Able to deliver us from your hands. And Nebuchadnezzar was angry. He tied them and threw them into the fire. But do you know what that fire burned? Only the ropes. The ropes that they had used to tie the boys. Only those ropes were burned. But their dresses, any other thing was not burned. But there is one thing that happened on that day. When Nebuchadnezzar looked, he saw four persons instead of three. And he asked his people, did we not throw three boys in that fire? They said, yes, O king, there were three. But he said, I am seeing four. And the fourth is like the son of the living God. And I like that. God wants to reveal himself to the people outside there through the problems that you are passing through. God wants people outside there to see his glory by those problems. That is why you are not supposed to say, oh God, take away problems. But pray and say, oh God, give me to be able to succeed through the problems. Amen. And that is what God did. He revealed himself to Nebuchadnezzar through those boys. God did not intervene when they were tying them. God did not intervene when they were carrying them. God did not intervene when they were going towards the fire. But it was when they were inside the fire that God came and made even that fire to be like your church. Air condition. You know, in Cameroon, we don't have churches that have air condition like your own. That fire was like air condition to those boys. They were no more tied, but they were moving freely inside the fire. Praise the Lord. And that is something wonderful. God wants to reveal himself to the people. You know, the people outside there, sometimes they are even tired of hearing us telling them, God loves you. God can do this to you. He can do that. But God can pass through some difficulties in your life so that he will reveal himself to the people outside. Many people will come to know the Lord because you remain faithful to the Lord through your problems. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. In another verse says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. That is it. Praise the Lord. So that is a word of encouragement that I bring to us tonight. You see, when David was writing the Psalms on Psalms 23, he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. God with you, that is the greatest thing that you have. And with that greatest thing that you have, be encouraged. Don't let anything discourage you. Don't let any problem make you to turn back. Even if problems come your way, keep on going. You see, when they want to make gold to be more pure, they have to purify it. They have to burn it to make it come out pure. That is what they do with gold. I know in Africa we don't so much know about gold, but you know it very well. So when you pass through problems, it is to fortify you. It is to take you from one level to another. When these boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were taken out from that fire, what happened? The Bible said that they promoted them. When you go through problems, what is waiting you is a promotion. God wants to promote you. God wants to take you from one level to another. But the only thing, don't fear. Don't be afraid. When the devil shakes you with problems, don't be afraid. When problems surround you, don't be afraid. Sometimes we need to even to stop listening to all those problems, but to listen to what God is saying. God says, you are mine. God loves you. I don't know the problem you are going through. I think God says, you are mine. I will never leave you. He will hold your hand. He will take you through. Even if you were at the point of giving up, this is not the point. This is not the moment to give up. This is the moment to continue with the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will call Pastor to come here and lead us in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Let's stand and stretch our hands out this way. Let's pray for these guys. What do you think? Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for men of God. Thank you for men of vision. Thank you for raising them up to do your work. And Lord God, we ask that you continue to open doors of ministry, doors of utterance, that they may walk through, and that the kingdom of God would be expanded because of these men. Thank you for our part that we get to play in prayer and sowing seeds into their lives. We bless you and we thank you and we give you glory. We come together in agreement with them. We want to hold hands with them so that they can accomplish their goals. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Did it do good?